Blog Talk Radio.
Gone wild. Sun Goddess, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome everybody. Rahi, can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Phenomenal tarot reader. All of you gentlemen and ladies have all been calling in. We've had a really exciting Wednesday last week. Rahi is a very gifted tarot reader. I want you guys to hang on. We've got a few of you calling in. The phones are working. We've got Rahi in. Everything's going together. We welcome all of you. We do apologize to those of you. We due to timing and error, we're having a little bit of conflict with our different phone calls and work. So I do want each and every one of you to take a little chance, relax. And, you know, if you're in the chat room, you know, write. Rahit will tell us here on the a little bit here of how to get a hold of him. And, Rahit, let him know how they can get a tarot reading by you through your email.
Yeah, my email address is, I'll spell it for you. It's all in small letters. It's T for Turkey, A for Australia, R for Rotterdam, O for Oscar, T for Turkey, a full job. N for November, I for Indonesia, N for November, E for England, @ Y for Yankee, M for Mike, A for Alpha, I for Indonesia, L for Lima, .com, C-U-M.
Very good. And I'm going to start out here with one of our great listeners from Tampa, Florida. We've got a Florida caller here, 813.
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Hi, I welcome you, and I want you to, Rahid's doing the readings tonight. If you will give him your first name, I'll let him take it from there, and enjoy. Rahid is very quick and very good.
Brenda.
Brenda, right? Brenda, I'll first cover your work and profession. Yeah, just bear with me.
Sure.
And he will do his tarot. Brenda, I'm glad you called in. We're having one of those fun times again on PsychicsGoneWild.com where the phones were wild, the days were out. We did a spiritual learning connection today with Janine, and I thank you. With this Mercury retrograde, meaning everything's chaotic and vocals wild, they've told me to say everything now is positively great. I found out today that I partly am what's making my Mercury retrograde so retro.
Brenda, the past position card you've drawn in your work reading is a Two of Wands, you know. Now, see, what happens with a Two of Wands, this is a Martian card, you know. This is a card which implies that in the past 6 months or a year, you had certain expectations, certain targets in your work life. You wanted certain events, certain things to happen in a particular manner. Even if you did achieve those objectives, there must have been some amount of struggle, some amount of obstacles which were difficult to overcome. At the same time, you know, when a Two of Wands comes up in a reading, it implies that even if any kind of materialistic benefit comes your way, it still leaves you bitter. Because Two of Wands is a card of awareness, where you are aware about certain facts about your work life which do not make you happy. They only make you more tense and make you worry more. You have more aggressive cards in your reading because there are two wands cards out of the three. That means you are extremely aggressive and headstrong in your approach. At the same time, you want recognition. You're looking for results. But results are not going to be so soon in your life as far as your work is concerned. Two of Swords is in the reversed and present position. Now, what happens with the Two of Swords is this is a card of ego play. It's a card of chaos. In the coming 6 to 7 months, you may require, you may have some work which needs to be done. But to get that work done, you may have to approach someone who doesn't get along well with you. This person could be an old enemy or someone with whom you cannot see eye to eye. But the problem with the Two of Swords is, you know, the first thing is you do not know whether, even if you approach this person and swallow your ego, whether this person will actually do that work for you or no. At the same time, you cannot ignore the fact that you have to approach this person and swallow your ego. Because if you do not do this, I mean, if you do not make that attempt, your work is going to suffer. Again, progress is not very drastic in your work life because Two of Swords is a card which brings stagnation. A lot of the energy will be wasted on things which will not give you any benefits, which will not make things materialize. Six of Wands is in the reversed and future position. See, Six of Wands is a card of celebration. It's a card of victory. It's a card which gives you an ability to overcome your enemies. It's a card which gives you that 15 minutes of fame. It's a card which gives you that social recognition for your efforts. But when the same card is, you don't get what you really deserve. When this card is reversed, it also brings public humiliation. You need to be very careful with the people you work around with, because when the Six of Wands is reversed, you should not get into any arguments. It's only going to backfire on you. It's not that it is your fault. Even if it's not your fault, you may have to suffer for that. The other thing you need to understand, if you are into self-employment, then be very careful. Be very careful with people. Don't trust people blindly, and don't be generous. You know, if you think you're kind and generous to people, it's going to come back to you. No, you have to be shrewd. You have to be cautious for the coming 12 months. Any doubts, Brenda?
No.
Anything to ask? Should I go on for the next reading on your love life, your relationships, if you don't mind?
Could you tell me about my love life and relationships?
Yeah, sure. Just bear with me.
And thank you, Brenda. This is very unique. And thank you, Rahid. Rahid comes from India, and obviously he is a very gifted person. He uses his gift here, and you find out his tools of the trade. He's done the tarot here quite a bit. And the last couple sessions we've had, I know a lot of you guys are going, what's happening? But Rahid, obviously you take your gift very serious, and so you guys will hear him. Same thing as I ask your name to get permission, he's asking. And each subject, I've been really impressed, Rahid, that we've had a lot of people contacting back. You're very accurate, very quick, and very good at this. You've done this your whole life, correct?
Yes, I've been doing it since 1999.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, not all your life, but a lot of it.
No, but I, honestly speaking, I do go wrong many times because what happens is with any tarot reading, when the reading comes up, when the cards are drawn, I may just cover 20% or 10% of the information that is conveyed by the cards. The remaining 80 or 90% of the information could be dormant or could not be known to me, you know. So the only objective is that out of that 20 or 10% information which I convey to the person, at least 5 or 10% of that, 50% of that 10% should be useful to that person. Because the purpose for any reading is that it should give you a way. It should let you know what needs to be done if things go chronic or what needs to be done when things are positive for you. And usually what happens in life is, you know, when troubles start, you either look back or you either look for, in the future. You don't look in the present. You want to run away from the present if things go bad. And the main aspect with tarot is that it makes you look at your present exactly where you stand. Because unless and until I don't come out of my present mess, I won't ever prosper further.
Very nice.
Brenda, I've done the reading on your love life, your relationships. You need to be careful because the Two of Swords has come up again in your love life reading. You seem to be having an ego, or maybe the person you come across with have the same amount of ego as you have. I won't call it as ego. Maybe you have a lot of self-respect for you. You also have a temper. I will not deny that for some reason. And you also invite too many enemies for no fault of your own. Now, Three of Pentacles is in the reversed and past position. Now, what happens with this card is, see, Three of Pentacles is a very pragmatic card. It is a card of strong foundations. Foundations which need to start in a particular manner, and that manner has to be very pragmatic, very discreet, very stable, not something that is flashy or jazzy, not something that is overconfident. But the problem with the Three of Pentacles when it is reversed is that things don't start the way they need to start, even though you know how to get things started. You know how to you are a person who can understand that if things don't work, if things don't start the right manner, you will feel that, yes, this is not happening the way it should be happening. So there's something fishy over here. There's something that is not appropriate. Now, again, Three of Pentacles, when it is reversed, it also implies financial issues, issues related to money or something that is tangible. If you have ever involved money with the person you love in the past, that could have created trouble for you. Again, if your past relationship, any relationship that started in the past 6 months or a year, if it ends by the coming 6 months, don't regret it. It's something that was bound to happen. Ten of Swords is in the reversed and present position. This is a very negative card. Firstly, you don't have a support system which should ideally come from your family background. The support system which should come from your siblings, your family. Now, what happens is when this support system is not there, you look for that compensation from the person you love. But unfortunately, not everyone respects people, you know. You may come across someone who doesn't respect your soul, who doesn't have any respect for your emotions and for what you are investing in a relationship. When the Ten of Swords is reversed, it implies that this person may take advantage of your situation, he may take advantage of your sensitivity and the fact that you're so vulnerable, and he may stab you on the back. Because Ten of Swords, when it is reversed, it implies people stabbing you on your back. You need to be very careful. Now, just because the cards are negative doesn't mean you have to end the relationship. No. Do whatever you wish to do. Do whatever your heart wants you to do. But don't trust this person blindly if there is anyone in your life. At the same time, yeah, don't be overconfident. Don't think that things will sort on their own. No, it's not going to happen that way. Ten of Swords, when it is reversed, it also leaves you with a lot of anger, with a lot of bitterness, with a lot of humiliation, and it leaves you with vengeful desires, a desire to take revenge if things go wrong. Again, this is a card which implies that you are stubborn, which is good, because your stubbornness is going to help you to survive through any kind of trauma. But this is also a card which implies that for you to rise from your own ashes, you still need to wait. Things are going to take time to sort out, you know. And when these kind of cards come up, you also have to concentrate on your profession and your finances. If your finances are stable, if your profession is, more stable, which is going to take some time, maybe a year or two, thereafter you can look for love, or you can invest all your effort, all whatever you have in love. Two of Swords is in the future position. That means things will get more chronic after 6 or 7 months. You may not be able to improve this relationship, but somehow you may not be able to get rid of this person completely, at least for the coming year or so. Two of Swords is also a card which implies that people around you who are involved with you or who influence this relationship will play dirty. You know, they will do things which are extremely sly and manipulative. Any doubts, any questions?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It's good. And it is intense. And I love what you do, Rahit, because you were talking about the tarot. A lot of times I know that, like, people will use the tool. And what I like what you do is he's putting a lot out. Definitely go in and listen to the archives, Rahit. You give a lot of reading. And I want to take it as a compliment that last week the three ladies that did have the readings with you, and actually the fourth one wrote me later. But the thing is that you get so much information. Those of you who do it, take the time. Then get, you know, and Rahit does a reading with you. He does. Is it two questions? Am I correct, or one question, Rahit?
Sorry.
When you do a reading for someone like you, they'll write you, and you do a tarot one out that you send them. Do they get to ask you like one or two questions?
See, what happens is one session. I mean, for one reading, I take two questions. Two questions in the
okay,
sense
too.
Two spheres of your life. Let's say, like over here, I've covered work and profession was the first sphere. The second was love and relationships. Now that depends on the person, you know, or at what stage you are in your life and what is important for you. But two aspects of your life and. That again is if suppose once I've sent a reading, I usually record this reading in an audio file and send it across once it's confirmed that they want a reading, and once the reading is received by the person, I always ask them to clarify the doubts, you know, because what happens is that I may cover a lot or I may not cover what is important, but eventually I'm not looking for details because I only do blind readings. I don't take any personal details from the person, but you need to clarify your readings. If you don't understand anything, it's very important that you ask, because the reading is for you. I mean, for the person I'm doing it for. If you don't clarify, the whole effort goes waste. You waste your money and I waste my effort. The point is to derive as much benefit from the cards as much as you can, provided you are receptive at the same time, you know, because a lot of times what happens is when you approach a reader, you have expectations in your mind, but that only spoils the session, because the moment you have expectations, you will never be able to absorb what has come your way. It's very important that you absorb what has come your way.
Well, and I got to tell you, Rahit, I'm a right side brain reader, and you're a left side brain reader, and it's just phenomenal to me because I can see that. But I want to argue with you, but I understand and I agree with you in points, and we're teaching each other. Now, Brenda, I know that you called in. Did you have one question, real quick, or something you'd like to ask?
No, I was curious about my relationships because things aren't going the way that I thought they would be going, and so I wanted to find out what was going on.
Great. Okay, well, and we thank you, and we're going to go moving right along. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Everybody good as you guys are learning here. We're all having fun. Rahit and Psychic Jethro together. 850, you're next.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Isabella from the room.
Right.
Yes.
My real name is Sally. Isabella is my name that I use on here.
That's great, and we thank you, and I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. Please follow on the right side if you guys get a chance, where you can click that little button. If you're on iTunes, go to psychicsgonewild.com or call in 773-897-6461. Sally, thank you for calling in, and you're live with Rahit. Rahit, are you feeling the vibe?
Sally, should I cover your work and profession first?
I'm retired. I'm a nurse, but I'm retired.
I don't need details. What exactly are you looking for? Your health, your finances, your love life, your work?
My love life.
Let me first...
Okay, go ahead.
Let me first pull the cards for your love life, yeah? Just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll do it both sides of it, Sally. And what I love about it, I know you guys were calling in, is this is the unique thing. And what I love about Psychics Gone Wild, we have so many different types of readers. What's excellent with Rahit is by doing that, and then with his cards, also, like I know, like a lot of times here in the United States, or I have some, today you guys listen to United Kingdom, we have a reader from there, and Janine and me work together. Janine's very phenomenal with the healing ability, and what you'll see is happening energy. And then what we'll do, Sally, and thank you for bearing with us, is then I'll give you a reading with angel work, and what we'll do is we'll get your questions answered. But I can feel you have a lot of energy going on with you right now, too. So, Rahik, continue with your tarot, and then I'll catch up the backside, and either way, you're going to have fun with us, Sally.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sally, you've drawn the Queen of Cups in the reversed and past position. See, what happens when a Queen of Cups... you are an intuitive soul, I will not deny, because there are two cards which clearly imply your intuitive abilities. But at the same time, you're extremely aggressive when it comes to emotions or relationships, very possessive and clingy. You want things to work exactly the way you have expectations for. Now, Queen of Cups, when it is reversed, it implies a woman who is very, very clingy, secretive, intuitive, a soul which is extremely receptive, but at the same time, this woman can go in extreme, you know. She can use her skills in a very negative and an extreme manner. It could imply you, or it could imply someone else who has influenced your relationships in the past. The Queen of Cups in the reversed and past position implies a desire to hold on or to possess a relationship, but that doesn't work at times. You know, that only makes the other person go away from you. It doesn't allow a relationship to prosper. It doesn't allow that person to respect you for what you really are. Queen of Cups is an intuitive card, but when it is reversed, you've not used your intuition in a proactive manner, or at least where it was supposed to be. I mean, even if you are an intuitive soul, you will find it very, very difficult to tap those intuitive abilities and use them in your love life for the better. Knight of Pentacles is in the reversed and present position. See, this is a card which is usually related to one's ability to make a living, one's ability to earn a source of income. Now, when this card is reversed, this usually implies a young man who is there in your life, okay? Not necessarily the person you love, but somehow this young man does influence your life. And for some reason, he's not able to make his living. He's not finding a job, or he's not being able to find stability in his work life and have a stable source of income. Now, this person could affect your relationships for the coming 6 to 7 months. Again, this card could also imply the person you are in a relationship with, or anyone who comes in your life in the coming 6 to 7 months, that person could be facing financial issues. He could be facing issues with his source of income, or for some reason he doesn't have the money to make his living, you know, and that will affect your relationships in the coming 6 to 7 months. The Chariot card is in the reversed and future position. See, this is a card which is, firstly, this card implies a lonely struggle. If you want things to work in your relationship life, you will have to do them on your own. No one else is going to do them for you. When the Chariot is reversed, it implies an approach which is extremely aggressive, headstrong, very ruthless. I know you're doing it because you love that person so dearly, but at the same time, you know, you may end up ruffling too many feathers. You may end up creating too many enemies who are resourceful, rich, and are just waiting to create more trouble for you. When the Chariot is reversed, you know, people will not be happy, especially people around in your life, will not be happy to see you happy in a relationship. They'll be very jealous. Chariot, when it is reversed, it also implies that you may lose your way. You may not realize whether this is the right person who needs to be with whom you are supposed to be in a relationship with or no. You know, there could be some amount of doubt in your mind whether this is the person you need to dedicate your life to or no. So those issues could be there. Any doubts?
That is true about the doubts. I am married right now, but my husband is very ill, and he's not going to be around very long. So, but what you said about, I'm not a conniving person, but someone in my past, I am very intuitive, but someone else mm-hmm. who did something very conniving with me to get me to go in another direction with my relationship.
I feel that, and I feel that with the energy with you. And I call you Sally?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and I got permission with the guides there. I do see the other part of the energy there, and I feel this other person that is doing that wanted your energy. You're right. You're very intuitive. You're also very much a very strong conduit. You've been putting energy in since you come in, and I thank you. I was so happy to see you in the room, and then you come in and did it. The angels are telling me that this is going to strengthen with you, and I see you beginning to handle some of the other karma and the energy there. I feel like that your husband is on borrowed time, and I do agree with you that he's passing soon. The angels are telling me that you've worked out the energy with him and that he loves you dearly. It was one of those relationships that they're giving me very positive jolts that you did this handle and with him and everything else. And I know a lot of you guys are writing in and going, oh my goodness. But Sally, I really respect with what you've got. I feel this other person he is right about the conniving from the past. And like you were saying, this person, I feel like somebody's still trying to get in your business. They're still trying to like tarnish something there because of your husband loving you. They're jealous. They've never felt the love that you two have when you're together.
Right. But there is someone else that I have cared about for many years, and I always felt that when my husband would go that I would be with this other person. Someone years ago pushed me, encouraged me not to be involved with him, and he and I are both in the same situation with a sick spouse. But he's been in my life for over a friend for over 40 years.
I feel that, and I do feel that you two eventually will do this. I feel that your spouses will go to the other side, and you two will be, you know, together in a good situation. And the thing is, Sally, I'm going to tease you, but you have quite a few people that do love you. I mean, you have
people that are.
You know, I want to tease you. You've got like the bachelor game going here. You've got a couple of gentlemen who are like, "Woo, they would like to date you." And what it is because you have been really good to your man. You're also a good person. I feel that your intuitive gift is part of in this life. You were to help the males in your life to feel good about themselves.
Right. That's right.
The angels are telling me that your family, you come through this with your family. You have some gifted people in your family that handle this energy down.
Yes. My daughter and my grandchildren, we're all mediums.
Thank you. I feel very blessed that you've, you know, chose us to come in. We hope you follow along with us on the right side. And this is Psychic Jethro. Please, if you get a chance, you know, get a hold of us. You know, Rahish told you, mine's jethrosmith.net at my website. And I'm going to welcome you, Sally, aboard the family of Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you very much. I appreciate both of you very much. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you, Sally. Good night, and we love all of you guys. We have the most funnest time. We're going to hit that few minutes. I know you guys are going, why do you need to take a break when you've only worked half an hour? Well, what I do is this gives you a few minutes for you guys to take the energy. We're going to raise up the vibration here. Tell all your friends to call in. You've got a couple spots still open with me and Rahid. Am I saying it right? Is that your name, Rahid?
I'm not very possessive when it comes to pronunciation of my name, but if you want to pronounce it, you know, it's supposed to be the way you pronounce hit, H-I-T, just add the prefix as Rohit.
Rohit, okay. And we're going to get it, and I am on it. I know you make me laugh. You said I could call you Dodo Bird, and I will not. But I love the fact that you make me laugh. You're just such a positive person. 856.
No, I'm not very possessive with names, trust me.
Hello, 856.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Really good. You called Psychic Scott Wild with Rohit and Psychic Jethro, and we're welcoming you tonight. Rohit's a tarot reader. Can you give us your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy. Okay, Sandy,
yes.
I'll cover your work and profession at the start.
Okay.
Just bear with me. Okay. Sandy, the past card that you've drawn is the Five of Pentacles. See, Five of Pentacles is a card which implies lack of resources, you know, scarcity of financial resources. When this card comes up in a reading, it implies that in the past 6 months or a year, either you had no work or there was a huge financial crunch in your life. Because Five of Pentacles is a card which brings a feeling of need and despair, where you have to search for opportunities because you're short of funds, it's very difficult for one to make a living, and there's no work opportunity coming one's way. Five of Pentacles is also a card where you don't approach the right people, you don't approach the right jobs when it comes to any kind of application, you know. Because if you whoever you approach during that, I mean, during the phase implied by this card, you know, those people, in spite of being in a position to help you, they will still refuse. You know, they will turn their back. And this was more chronic in the past 6 months or a year. The present 6 to 7 months, you need to be careful, because people will give you hopes. You know, the present card is Seven of Cups. This is a card of illusion. This is a card of deceit, where things will be on the surface, you know, but the reality will be far different from what you can see. This is a card where people will give you all kinds of hopes, but in the end, they will not even fulfill one single hope that they have conveyed. Seven of Cups is also a card, you know, where you want to create an image. You want to prove to others that you are capable, or you want an image to be known to others. But again, you need to understand you have the talent, because you have an Ace of Wands in the future reading, a future position. Talent is there. You have the skills. The only problem is you've not come across the right opportunities. The opportunities will come in your life after 8 months, not now. For the coming 6 to 7 months, be very careful whether you are into self-employment or whether you're working for someone else. Don't waste your money on people or things. At the same time, Seven of Cups is a card where you're not supposed to trust people blindly. No one, you're not supposed to trust anyone. Things will improve for you, and they will improve in a drastic manner after 6 or 7 months. Ace of Wands is a card which implies, talent which is untapped, talent which is immensely, it's something that is worth appreciating, and you will come across the right opportunities. You will come across the right, the right people, the right work assignments that will enhance, at the same time tap your opportunities in an optimum manner. Now, this will happen in a very aggressive manner, but that will only happen after 6 or 7 months. So if you have any plans for a job or any plans for business, start that after 6 or 7 months, not for now. You need to keep low for the coming 6 or 7 months. If you are already working on something, I'm sorry, continue with your work, but anything drastic, do it after 6 months. Any doubts, any questions?
Actually, I think you just read my husband's card.
It happens. It happens in the house if you have energy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly my husband's reading. I've been at my job for 16 years, and everything seemingly is okay and stable, but I really... That was his situation, exactly.
And I love that. And that's good, Rahi, because what it shows is the energy through. I mean, he's doing a blind reading, and he's reading through the energy, so the strongest energy in your house. I still can go in today, even with the gifted one, I can go in a place, and they will pick up my sister, or they will pick up sometimes my son. And that's really crazy, because I'm sitting there going, whoa, hold up. And it's very good. Talk to us a little bit. Give a little bit more on something you'd like personally. Give him a question, and we'll look there and have Rahid look at a different subject maybe.
Yeah, anything else? Your health? Just baby.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And you said your first name was?
Sandy.
Sandy, I appreciate it, because your guide just showed me a lot of chaotic energy going around you. And while he's doing the cards, I'm just going to quickly put in here that you also dream in color. They're showing me that you have some really wild dreams, and you're like fighting with people over there. You've got like you're like over there kind of punching this one and messing with that one, and you kind of like are over on the other side kind of fighting a little fight is what they're showing me.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. You're a little fighter.
I'm the one that actually, if you want to interpret that, I would say that I'm the one that fights for everybody.
I feel that. And the guys are telling me, they said, you know, you're just in there. And I love it, because they said, you know, you've got a few of them. You've pinned a few. You know, it's like, you know, you're not a giver-upper. You're definitely a little scrapper, as we call it.
Yeah. I have to take care of everybody. I'm like the go-to person. Not physically fight, but just fight for them and their rights and get them moving and taking care of them mentally. I'm the caregiver for my family, you know, that one person. My dad was my dad's spot. He passed, so I had to take it over.
Okay, and Rahi, go ahead with the tarot reading. So we work this together. It gives you a chance so there's no dead air. And I love you. Thank you for calling in, Sandy. Definitely follow us.
I will.
Sandy, you've drawn the Three of Cups in the past position. See, Three of Cups is a card of indulgence, you know. This is a card where you have taken your health for granted, or maybe you are someone who's very fond of good food, food which is heavy and lavish, you know. And Three of Cups is also a card where you don't have any control on the amount of food you take or the amount of, you know, things you do in your life which could be unhealthy. Three of Cups is also a card which usually implies meeting someone during the time of summer, and that person changes your life for the better. The relationship may not last for long, or it may not be something that may leave you with a pleasant taste, but yes, it is an important event. This might have happened in the past summer, that summer of 2012. Three of Wands is again a card, when it comes up in a health reading, it implies that, you know, you need to keep a control on things. You can't just hope for everything. If you want to eat really good food, then you will have to control somewhere. Otherwise, it's going to affect your health the wrong way. The coming 6 to 7 months, there is some trouble from an elderly man. King of Pentacles is reversed. King of Pentacles is a person who is very business-minded, very money-minded, shrewd, manipulative. But this is a person who is extremely vengeful, you know. This is a person who loves an expensive lifestyle. Again, this is a person who loves good food, good drinks, everything that is lavish, but on other people's money. He's not the kind who's going to spend anything from his pocket because he's extremely stingy. King of Pentacles could be anyone in your life, or could be someone who may create trouble for you, and that will also affect your health, because this is a person who's not supposed to be trusted when it comes to money. When this card is reversed, it implies some kind of foul play from this person, which is going to affect you financially, and that will also affect your health in the coming 6 to 7 months. You've drawn the Queen of Swords in the future position. See, this card could imply you or someone elderly to you, but a woman who's extremely resourceful, a woman who is a survivor. This is a woman who's gone through a lot when it comes to relationships. She may have gone through a lot of men in her life, and every man that has come in her life has taken advantage of her situation and stabbed her on the back. This is a woman who, for whom every relationship is a stepping stone. See, there are times when you suffer, there are times when you have to go through pain, but that pain is also important for you to learn something. Queen of Swords in a woman's reading is not good from a relationship perspective. It doesn't give you happiness. Even if you make efforts, people will not respect it. But in terms of any trauma or any negative experience, this is a good card because it implies you are a survivor in many ways. You are someone who can survive through any kind of trauma, because Queen of Swords is a woman who is best, you know, who's at her best when things go negative. After 6 or 7 months, you will be far more shrewd, you will be far more decisive as to what treatments are required if you have any health issues. But that will only happen after 6 months. For the coming 6 or 7 months, you may waste a lot of your money and your energy on unwanted events. Any questions?
Unwanted what? Was that last word?
Unwanted events. Because King of Pentacles, when it is reversed, whatever you do with respect to your health in the coming 6 or 7 months, it will not give you the desired results.
Okay. A lot of it makes sense. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. What pertains to me is the health. And actually, I changed that in the last 4 months with because of diabetes, and I've done really well. But yeah, I love food. And treats, but it finally, you know, they have that aha moment where you can't eat that. And I haven't eaten sugar in 4 months, so I've taken control of that. And I am, there's the person, the deceiving person that you're talking about, that actually could be a couple people that are in my life actually related to me. So I'll go back and listen to that because it sounds interesting.
Very cool. And I thank you for calling in. Be honest with us. I mean, I do feel that, and it's Rohit is
you can call me anything, trust me.
I know, but we're going to get it right. And I thank you for being such a nice person, but I really try. And everyone knows that I am a teaser, but I just feel so gifted that you've come in. Can you honestly say that you've had readings before? How do you feel Rohit's doing?
See, Tell me.
No, I've never had an actual card reading like that before, and listening to him, and you, the way it rolls off his tongue, he's actually saying what he's saying and not thinking about it, which is even more, it solidifies more of what the authenticness of it, I think.
Thank you, and we thank you. And I always ask you guys' opinion. This is like he's gone wild, and I think he's pretty wild, but he is pretty cool too. And I love what your honest opinion. And please follow along. Don't forget to put in psychesgonewild.com. Put in your email. We do send out a newsletter. We also are giving people on the specials. One thing we really even do better is that we give away free prizes. So this Friday we'll be giving away a book signed, and I think we also have a couple of Organigold coffee. We're going to take this minute to just do a little bit of a commercial here. We've got three or more people in the queue. Don't go anywhere. We'll have able to get to you. Rahid is running through this, and even though I'm messing up his name, he still doesn't care, and we still keep doing the reads. We're having fun, and I want you guys to take a minute and listen to Rock by Randy Moore. Fun song, good times. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and you guys know this is Wednesday night live at 773-897-6461. This is Psychic Jethro. I want you guys to sit down, and it always tells you a brew, and this is a little time to any of you who do like to try the Organigold mushroom coffee. It is a mushroom, and it is works with the spores. It's a Chinese mushroom. Anybody who knows about Ganoderma is that it is a very ancient Chinese healing herb. It's put in the teas, it's put in the coffee, and one of the excellent things about it is you can do a cup a day or two cups sometimes if you're really a strong coffee drinker, and it will heal, and we've had a lot of positive influence. I personally have done it over a year, and it's not only helped me with my smoking, which I have quit, and it's also helped me clean out and have problems that I was having with my lungs. It's healed and done all of that for me. I know a lot of you guys were talking about why do we always promote it? Well, one of the reasons we really promote it is because it's something that works. Second of all, it's affordable. If you want to try a coffee, you can go and pay $4 or $5 an expensive gourmet coffee. You can get this gourmet coffee for $1 a cup. Get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and I'll show you how to have a really good healthy cup of coffee and also help your health. We're going with this Rohit is here tonight, and we're having a blast on Wednesday night. And Rohit, our tarot reader from India, is here. 770, what do you know?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Will you give us your first name, and are you ready for to have Rohit give you a tarot reading?
Sure. My name is Daphne.
Okay.
Daphne. Okay, sorry.
You're okay. I'm sorry, Rohit. Is there a subject you want him to look at, Daphne?
Relationship.
Okay. I thank you for calling in.
Your love life and relationships, right? Just bear with me. Okay, you've drawn the Queen of Cups in the reversed and past position. Firstly, you are intuitive. I won't deny that, but you are also you have a temper. At the same time, you are a pretty straightforward person in certain spheres of your life. The problem is that the people you live around with, those are not the people who will help you. Those are people who will create more trouble for you. Because you have Three of Swords, Five of Pentacles, these kind of cards, when they come up in a relationship reading, okay, the first thing is if any person comes in your life, you're not supposed to keep high expectations. You're supposed to be more receptive. You're supposed to be cautious because you seem to be drawing the wrong people in your life, a lot of negative people. The second thing is when the right person comes in your life, you're supposed to control your emotions in the right manner, because you get hyper, your hyper sensitivity or your emotions, or they will create some trouble for you in the coming days. So that's something you have to control. Queen of Cups, when it is in the reversed and past position, it implies, firstly, it could imply you or someone elderly to you, but that person, that lady, has created some trouble in your life or in your relationships in the past 6 months or a year. This card, when it is reversed, it implies a soul who's clingy, who's secretive, who's emotionally aggressive, possessive, and extremely sly at times, because Queen of Pentacles is a woman who has the ability to read people, who has the ability to understand situations from the core, but she's not using that ability in the right manner or for the positive outcome. She's using it in a very negative sense. This is a woman, if it is not you, then she could go to any extent to create trouble for you, because she doesn't want you to find happiness in life. And that's what is her objective, or it has been so far. Three of Swords is in the reversed and present position. This is a card which is ruled by Saturn. Firstly, in the coming 6 to 7 months, you need to be very careful with the person you are in. I mean, if there is anyone in your life, you need to be careful. If there is no one in your life, then you need to wait before you accept anyone in your life. Because Three of Swords is a card, where you jump from one relation to the other, not because you love the new person, but because you want to run away from the old relationship. Three of Swords is a card which brings intense pain in any relationship. It brings suffering, it brings humiliation, it brings desires where you want to hold grudges against that person. It's not your fault. The person has treated you in such a disgusting manner that you cannot forgive or forget that person. This is a card which also brings a lot of health issues which will also affect your relationships, a lot of financial issues as well. But what happens with the Three of Swords is that there are certain issues in your personal life, like you don't have a support system, you don't have relatives who want you to find happiness, and when you want that support system from the person you love, what that person eventually does is that person stabs you on the back, takes advantage of your sensitivity, and eventually you're left wounded and in suffering. So when this card comes up, it also implies that you suffer in silence. Even if what happens in your life is known to everyone around you, you will still keep quiet about it and pretend as though nothing has happened. But inside your soul, you're completely wounded. And when this card is in the present situation, you're supposed to be very, very careful. So the coming 6 to 7 months, you need to be very careful. If this relationship ends by the coming 6 or 7 months, you won't find the right person at least by the year end, because Five of Pentacles is in the future position. This card doesn't allow you to come across the right people. Even if you find someone in the coming 12 months, that person is not the right person. You need to take things slowly. This is also a card which implies financial issues which will affect your love life as well. Okay, so you need to be careful on that. When you have these kind of readings, you also need to concentrate on your profession, on your finances. Once your profession is stable, once your profession is at a stage where you can afford to experiment in your personal life, then do whatever you have to do. But for the coming 12 months, don't take a risk. Don't give up on everything for the person you love. You need to be shrewd. You need to be selfish. Any doubts?
Okay.
Any questions? Anything you did not understand?
You said some woman stabbing me in the back.
See, Three of Swords is in the reversed position. So that means the person you are in a relationship with, even if you're not in a relationship with anyone, there are chances people will stab you in the coming 6 to 7 months. Stab you on the back. So you need to be careful because, what happens with Swords cards is, people keep expectations. So if you come across someone or if you are in a relationship, you will have high expectations. Or even if those expectations are basic, but that person whom you are in a relationship is not deserving, is not someone who deserves your affection. So eventually you are left with pain, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
After 6 or 7 months, sorry?
Or is it what I would have found happiness after 6 or 7 months?
See, after 6 or 7 months, if someone, if this relationship or this person is not there in your life anymore, then after 6 or 7 months, you need to wait. Don't rush into another relationship. Because Five of Pentacles is a card which doesn't give you the right people when they are needed.
Very good. And we are going to definitely go on to the next person. We love you dearly, but the phones are holding. So we've got about enough for two more people to get in quickly with Rahit. We want to give you the best on Psyche's Gone Wild. And we've had a lot of people teaching us about the phone grabbers. So 541, how are you tonight? Would you like to have a real quick reading with Rahit?
I'd love to. Thank you. My name's Rico. I love your show, Jethro. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Rico, for calling in. And we've got a phenomenal tarot reader here, and it's Rohit. Is he right ahead? I haven't got it right yet. I'm not going to give up.
That's okay. No issues. But you want me to cover? Sorry.
So here's the thing. I'm working on a huge homeless project and on my music, and I'm just curious about what 2013 is bringing in for me.
Okay. So you want your main emphasis on your work life, right?
Say what?
Yeah, just bear with me.
On your work life, he's going to look at that, Rico, and I'm glad we'll talk to you in a second while he gets his cards out. And that's one thing I like.
Project and my music.
Very excellent. And I think you're going to be really impressed as he does a blind reading with the tarot. And I thank you for being a follower. And those of you guys while we're on here that are following, if you tell your friend that you sent them, you can also get in for a 25% discount with me. And I have a lot of readers that they'll call and they'll say, my friend sent me and I give a discount on that for them. So make sure you're telling your people that you're being who's referring you. I had a lady call me yesterday. She goes, you used to give out three. If I gave three friends, you give me a free readings. And I laughed at her because she'd went through it, and I end up giving her free reading, which is 15 minutes, and I end up giving her over an hour reading. She had over 12 friends call me in the space of 3 months. So make sure you tell them your friend's name. She started naming these people off. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I want you guys to remember that. On PsycheGoneWild.com, we're here to help you. Tell a friend that you sent a friend. So, Rico, here you go, and thank you, and here we go with Tarot.
All right.
Okay,
you've drawn
the Page of Swords in the past position. This is a very receptive card. Page of Swords is a card where you wait for things to, you wait and observe a lot. This is a card where you're receptive, where you're cautious, where you were observant, and you were looking for each and every option that was available in and around you. This is a card where you absorb the situation and then you make a decision. But again, this is a card where you think and you absorb more than you make a decision, and that was in the past 6 months or a year. Now, you have two cards which are going to affect your life in a drastic manner in the coming days. Why? See, Hermit is in the reversed and present position. Hermit is a card of wisdom. It's a card which brings information which could be unknown to you, information which is secretive, bitter, painful, and very important, very relevant in your life. But you need to understand, when this card is reversed, it implies that you're not in touch with ground reality. You're not as wise as you are supposed to be. It's not that you're blessed with wisdom. No, you are blessed with wisdom. You have an intelligent and resourceful mind. At the same time, you are a very practical person, because you have drawn one Pentacles card in your reading. And you are pretty grounded. But the point is that, you know, when it comes to expectations, that's where it spoils it for you. When the Hermit is reversed, you need to pay attention to details in the first place. You're not supposed to trust people. You're supposed to check the documents properly and check them on your own. Hermit in a reversed position, it usually implies a decision or any course of action which is unwise, which is not a sensible choice in the coming 6 to 7 months. This is also a card which brings information which is secretive and painful, but you may not acknowledge that information the way it is. You may pretend it is not true, but just by ignoring any fact, it does not imply that fact is not a fact, you know. So in the coming 6 to 7 months, if you come across any kind of feedback, if people warn you regarding anything, I'm not saying you have to follow their advice, but take a note of the information that they're trying to pass on to you. Again, you need to be very careful with your expectations, because Ace of Pentacles is reversed and in the future position. Whichever project you are doing, whichever music you are doing, do whatever you wish to do, but don't invest your money in it. Or at least don't invest so much of your money that you may regret it later. If you're investing any amount of your finances, keep in mind that if you lose it, you should not regret it, you know. You're doing it because you love it, not because you're expecting out of it. Ace of Pentacles, when it is reversed, anything related to finances, land, property, it doesn't give you the right results. It creates more trouble for you. It brings more litigations. It also brings losses. So you need to be very, very careful with respect to your expectations. But again, I'm not saying you're not supposed to do what you wish to do. Do whatever you wish to do, because you have one major arcana card. That means you will not be able to refuse what you wish to do. See, when you have a major arcana card in a reading, you have to do things because they need to be done, even whether you like them or no. So go ahead and do whatever you have to do, but be cautious. Ensure that you don't invest or you don't pull all your finances into one thing, in one basket. And at the same time, you have a plan B. You're not supposed to take loans when you have an Ace of Pentacles reversed. If you take loans which are easy to pay, not something that is huge and where there's a lot of risk. Any doubt,
right.
Any question?
Oh, no. I get that. Thank you.
Thank you, Rico. We've got 2 minutes left. I apologize to all you guys. We're going to turn around at the last minute, and we're going to hit one person real quick here just to talk to. Rohit, I want you to tell everybody how to get a reading with you, a tarot reading. You said they can ask 2 questions for $25. If you guys don't write him, then it's your fault because you don't know. So go write him. Tell him your email again.
Yeah, my email is in small letters. It's T for Tango, A for Alpha, R for Rotterdam, O for Oscar, T for Tango, full stop, N for November, I for Indonesia, N for November, E for England, @ymail.com.
Very phenomenal, reader. We want to thank you. You know, this has been a couple of times you've been on. We've had a lot of good positive feedback. We're welcoming everybody. We're going to finish up again with Dream Aria. And I hope I'm saying it right. It's A-R-I-A is the band. And it was a very phenomenal Canadian band. So those of you who are doing this, we will play this out. And I want to welcome everybody that's tuned in to Psyche's Gone Wild. Please hit the right button to follow us. We do have about 4 of you that didn't get in tonight. The best way to get a full reading is to get a hold of, you know, Rohit at his site, or hit me at jethrosmith.net. And what we love about you guys is tomorrow night's Thursday, Dina Flanagan from Maine is here, and she's ready to heal you, help you, whatever it takes to get you there. And what you're going to love about it is, as we've been doing the work here, we found out a really good thing with Psyche's Gone Wild. We're giving you variety. I want to thank you. You've made it. Rohit, you've made us intercontinental. We're over here now helping. You are in India. Can you tell us anything real quick here about living in India? You're up. What time of the morning is it there right now?
It's 8:30 right now.
Oh, 8:28. Okay, that wasn't too bad. I was feeling all sad for you. So
no issues. Absolutely not. Okay, well, it's been a privilege for me. Trust me to be on your show.
Thank you, and we've enjoyed you, and we're going to finish out, like I said, with the work song Transcend. Good night, everybody.